Hello.
Hi, good morning. It's Stella calling from Family First Home Care. How are you?
Hello.
Hello?
Yes, I hear you now.
Hi. I'm just calling to check in if you submitted a form in the morning for home care services.
Say that one more time.
I received a form in the morning from you.
Yes,
for home care services.
Yes, for my mom.
Okay, so what are you looking for? How can I help you?
I'm looking to be her care assistant.
You want to work for her. Got it.
I used to work.
Got it. Does she have Medicaid?
Yes, she does.
She does. Perfect.
She had Medicaid plan A and B.
What?
Is it Medicare, maybe, A and B?
Okay, that's Medicare. Does she have Medicaid as well?
No.
Would she be eligible for Medicaid? Do you know?
She should. What would make her not be?
Does she have any assets? Like she owns a home or something like that?
No.
A vehicle?
No.
And what's her monthly income? Do you know?
She get a pension, $2,000.
Mm-hmm. So she should be eligible. Maybe she has even Medicaid. Let me give a check.
Okay.
In which county does she live?
Pennsylvania.
In which county in Pennsylvania?
Philadelphia, Pennsylvania?
Philadelphia, okay. A minute. What's her first and last name?
Darlene, last name Hughes.
Is it Hughes?
Yes, correct.
And what's her date of birth?
3/14/61.
Let me see. Okay, so actually it showed that she had Medicaid in the past, but it's inactive.
In the past. Right.
Yes, so we'll just need to reactivate it. It's not going to be a big deal.
Okay,
so
how
what
do you
I'll
do
need
that?
To do with her right now, I'll just need to get her information. I'll have a specialist assigned to your case. She's going to help you with everything, with the reactivating the Medicaid. She's going to help you with getting her approved for home care services as well.
Okay, that's great.
Should I put in your number as the primary contact?
Yes, ma'am.
Got it. And what's your name?
Darlene Hughes as well. But you can use my middle initials, M.
Is what?
Middle initials, M.
M as in Mary?
Yes.
Okay. And what's her exact address?
2843 North 12th Street, first floor apartment. 2843 North 12th Street.
Oh, 12th Street, okay.
Yes.
And that's first floor, you say?
Yes, ma'am. Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, 19133.
Got it. Give me a minute. Okay. Any kids in the house?
No.
No.
Well, my two children. I have a 20-year-old and a 2-year-old, if that matters.
What age?
I have a 2-year-old and a 20-year-old.
But do they live with your mom?
Yeah, yes, they live with me.
Oh,
my
so
mother
lives
with me.
You live together, got it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, just give me 2 minutes. Let me see if I can get a specialist available for you now. Can you wait on
okay.
the line?
Yes, I can.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Hi. Okay, so I actually got Naftali available for you. I will transfer to him, and he's going to assist you further. Okay?
Okay, thank you. Yes.
No problem.
Yes, hi.
Yes, hi. How are you?
I'm good, thank you. So, with whom do I have the pleasure of speaking with?
Darlene.
Hi, Darlene.
Hey, how are you?
I'm doing good, thank you. So, I'll be the service coordinator to help you enroll into home care. So, just to confirm, are you applying for yourself?
I'm applying for my mother.
For your mother, oh, okay. Your mother actually is Darlene Hawks, right?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. So let me just explain you what the process is. First, I'll ask you a few questions to see if it's worth applying. Is the patient's total income more than $2,900 per month?
No.
No, okay, perfect. Does the patient own any house or any life insurance policy or any assets?
No.
Okay, great. And is the patient married?
No, she's a widow.
Okay. And any minors living with the patient's house under 21?
The patient is living with me.
Okay. But does the patient support any minors under 21? If so, we can skip the financial verification.
No, my mom don't have any minors.
Doesn't
That's what you're asking, right?
Yes, yes, yes. Like, if she supports any minors in her house. Again, that they are living with her and that she supports them.
I mean, she supports us. We support each other. I have a 2-year-old and a 20-year-old.
Right. Right, but is she supporting the financially the minor?
No.
No. Okay. Okay. So you should be able to qualify. Let me just explain you what the process is. So basically, the patient will have two assessments. The first one is going to be with the Pennsylvania Independent Broker. So they
mm-hmm.
will review the financial status. It's going to be an in-home appointment, which you will call and schedule.
Okay.
Within a few days after the first assessment, the aging agency will call to schedule a second assessment, which will be more like a functional assessment to determine
okay.
whatever the needs of the patient is. In the meantime,
okay.
we would want to have two things done. One is a PCP form from a doctor signed that the patient needs services. So we do have our telehealth doctor that we use for our clients. They can finish the PCP form over the phone. Would you like me to create a referral and
she has an appointment with her physical on Thursday morning. So can we get that paperwork so they can fill it out now?
Yeah, so we can actually sign it over the phone. You want us to use the telehealth doctor for your mother?
Yes.
Okay, so let me go ahead just real quick and create the referral. 1 second. And we'll pull up the schedule as well. So just to confirm, the phone to call the patient is 267-622-5125?
Yes.
Okay, that will be the best way to reach her. Date of birth is March 14, 1961. Okay. And I have the Medicaid ID, and it's inactive, it says. Let me just go ahead. Agency annual. And the patient is a female, right?
Yeah.
Okay. And the mobile number. And the Medicare number. Do you have any other insurance?
No.
Does your mother have any, third-party insurance or Medicare, maybe?
No.
No.
Yeah, Medicare A and B.
Oh, okay. So Medicare should be good because the parallel doctor needs some kind of insurance. So are you able to obtain the Medicare ID now?
Yes. It's her social. It's a red, white, and blue card.
Yes, it just states something, Medicare, on the card.
Yeah, just a second. Okay. Hello?
Yes.
Yes, it has her name.
Okay.
And Medicare claim number is 194567305- the letter A in the Apple.
Okay, just to confirm, it's 194567305-8.
Yes.
Okay, perfect. So I'll put it in. So now that I've created it, let's just call in the telehealth company and let's schedule an appointment.
Okay.
And hold on.
Calling New York Batman.
Hi, good morning.
Good morning.
Hi, good morning.
Yeah, I have the patient's daughter, Darlene Hughes. The portal ID is 572388.
Darlene Hughes. Okay, no problem. You can go ahead.
Yes, you can.
Okay. Good morning. My name is Mihaila from the clinical department. In order to schedule the appointment for home health aid services, I have the earliest availability for the next Monday, day 16.
Yes, that is great.
I have between 11 and 1 or 1 to 3. Or 3 to 5?
11 and 5.
11 to 1, okay. And I need to confirm the address, please.
Yes, 2843 North 12th Street, first floor apartment, Philadelphia, PA, 19133.
Can you repeat the zip code?
19133.
And the street?
North 12th Street.
Okay. When I want to, I have it. And do you take medication?
Does she take medication?
Yes.
Yes.
I need the pharmacy number for the medication list, please.
Okay. Right now, she don't have a place that she go to because she was everywhere, but it will be at Walgreens.
Walgreens, they have the medication list of her?
No, they don't. I'm going to have to get you, give you a list Thursday. She has a doctor's appointment Thursday.
On Thursday. Okay, so no problem. I will send you a text message, and if it's possible for you, you can reply to us to the medication list. Only the active one with the name and dosage. Also, if you have a picture, is okay for us. And
okay.
Does she have any other insurance apart of Medicaid or only Medicaid?
Only Medicaid.
Only Medicaid.
She has Medicare. She has Medicare, right?
Well, Medicare. Sorry, yes, Medicare.
I put in the insurance ID, Medicare.
Oh, that's perfect. If you can let it in the notes. Perfect. Thank you so much. So for the next Monday, day 16, between 11 and 1, the clinician will contact you. Have a good day.
Okay. You too. Thank you.
Bye. Thank you.
Okay.
You're welcome.
So right now we have the telehealth doctor scheduled for the PCP form, so that's actually great. And in the meantime, as I said, the two assessments, the PCP form, also financial verification that the county would request. So for that one, what is the income of the patient? Does the patient have Social Security income?
Social Security, I think she gets 311.
Okay, so they have Social Security income. So the county would want to verify how much she's getting to the gross amount. So the patient should have received a Social Security award letter. That's how it's called. It's stating the patient gets so and so per month. So if you
okay,
can
so she needed she would need a award letter from SSI and also a award letter from the VA.
She's getting VA benefits.
She did a she did pension. She's a widow of a veteran.
So she gets pension. So she will need a pension letter also for the VA. Okay, and how does the money goes into any bank account? Does she have any bank accounts?
No.
She doesn't have any bank accounts, so she's getting it by check, I guess.
Yes.
Okay, so then they wouldn't need any other verification, so just the pension letter and the SSI award letter. So that will be for the verification. So once the county has everything and they determine financial eligibility, they will let you know within 45 days. That's the time frame. Might take a little bit, quicker. They will let you know if the patient is approved, if anything is missing, and so forth. Once the patient is approved for the waiver, they will assign an insurance organization that they will.
So it would take 45 days for my mom to get assistance.
So the whole process might take up to 2 months. But it all depends.
Because right now, my mom cannot be left alone in a house. I have to still go to work to, to pay for rent.
Look, if the process to get approved for home care for the waiver might take, as I said, six to eight weeks. So the whole process with every, you have two assessments and you have Maximus approval. They send it into the county. The county takes their time. And then the insurance company sends down the service coordinator to assess how many hours they need.
Right.
So the whole process might, everyone takes the time. So I would say it might take two months. But if you would want to do a private pay where you pay from your pocket until you get approved, we can find you an aid as well if you want to look into that.
Okay.
So private pay is the rate is $30 per hour, and there's a minimum of 12 hours, if that's interesting for you.
And who will be paying me, the company?
Yeah, so if you will pay us, we will pay the caregiver. We'll find you a caregiver, and we'll manage the case.
That's fine, I'll wait, because I don't want nobody to care for my mom. I want to care for my mother. I don't even know what to say at the first care. I just need to take care to get the ball, all my ducks in a row.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so you can think about it. So just to go ahead with the procedure, so once the patient is approved for the waiver, the insurance will call and they will send a service coordinator, which will discuss how many hours you need, the patient needs, and who will be the caregiver? You will be the caregiver of your mom, or?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, okay, perfect. So then we'll all onboard you to be the caregiver, and you'll be ready to start care. So as I said, the whole process might take up to 2 months, but it all depends, if we are on top on it, we're trying. I'll try to follow up with the county to ask them if anything is needed. It might take even quicker. I had sometimes 5 weeks, 6 weeks. So it's possible to get a little bit earlier.
Okay.
So my name is.
But for now, in the meantime, yes, you can say your name.
My name is.
Are you going to send me over there? I'm sorry.
So my name is Naftali. You can save my number into your contacts. I'll give you my direct number.
Okay, what is your number?
My number is 267-551-7445.
7455?
7445.
Say it again. 267.
267-551.
551.
7445.
7445.
Correct. Yes.
Okay.
So what did you want to ask? Go ahead, please.
You're supposed to send me the form over so her doctor can fill it out, because she got a doctor's appointment Thursday.
So actually, I can send you a form to give for the doctor, but if you want, the telehealth doctor can finish the appointment over the phone, so it doesn't have, I mean, to...
Oh, so I can call you once we're there, and then
I can send
you go for
there
like that?
I'll tell you why, because we use the telehealth doctor usually because most of the doctors don't know how to fill out the form that the patient should actually get approved.
Okay.
That's why we use the telehealth doctor. So they will call you at Monday, March 16th, between 11 to 1, and they will fill it out over the phone. It's about a 50-minute appointment.
Right, but her doctor's appointment Thursday. So were they going to call her doctor's office?
No. So they will call just the patient. They will. They're like a doctor.
I thought the doctor needs to fill out a form.
So the telehealth doctor is a doctor, so they can fill out a form and state that the patient needs services. So they will accept it. It doesn't have to be their own doctor.
Okay, I understand.
Yeah. Okay, as I said, the first assessment of the broker is something that you will schedule. I'll give you the broker's number to get started on that as well.
So what number is that?
So the number of the broker is 877-550-4227.
Okay.
So that's the broker's number. You tell them you want to apply for home care services, and they would also want to speak like together with the patient to confirm, you know, the date of birth and the name. But you can take over the telephone. Okay, it was nice speaking to you, and I will check in with you. Once you have the date of the first assessment, you can let me know, okay?
I will. Thank you so much.
Thank you very much. Bye-bye. I appreciate it.
Bye-bye. Okay.